We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. Good morning.
Thank you for your time. And obviously, going back to last week, a tough 31-28 loss against NIU. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Well, I think, yeah, you hit it on the head. A disappointing loss, and, you know, one that is always a hard-fought game. You know, Northern's a proud program, and, you know, a lot of guys in that locker room know exactly what winning football in November looks like. So we expected a 60-minute fight. We knew it was going to be a game that was going to require our best for all 60, and, you know, unfortunately, we got behind a little bit. Give our kids a lot of credit for fighting back and getting the game tied at 28-28, and then just weren't able to finish it off. But hats off to Northern for getting it done and finishing, and, you know, we got to do a better job of making sure that we remain consistent in some of the situations that we were put in throughout the course of the football game. You know, and I think that's what we're all striving for right now, is the consistency to play winning football when it matters the most.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. With the disappointing loss, how have your Rockets responded in practice this week in getting ready for a road game at Buffalo?
Well, we've had a good week. I mean, honestly, if you'd you know, the same question could have been answered last week. I think last Tuesday was probably our best Tuesday practice of the year, and I think, you know, yesterday was arguably our best Wednesday practice of the year. So, you know, it's like I said, it's the consistency and trying to make sure that those days, you know, get stacked on top of each other, and they, you know, they show up back to back and not just, you know, once in a while. You know, we've got a lot of young players playing for us. We've got some guys that have been banged up and in and out of practice. And but I credit our team, just the spirit that they, you know, the competitive spirit that they have, and the want to be successful and to continue to strive to make the necessary progress to allow you to win football games. And I give our seniors a lot of credit for you know, steadying the ship when it comes to that.
As you look ahead to a road game at Buffalo, when you look at film of the Bulls, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think, first of all, I think Lance and his staff do an awesome job. I think, you know, they're, you know, a very disciplined team that, you know, does not beat themselves. They do a really good job of playing complementary football. You know, I know the, you know, last 7 or 8 minutes of the game the other night, you know, this was probably, you know, 7 or 8 minutes they'd like to have back, but arguably up until that point in time, I thought it was playing as good as any team in our league. You know, the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's been really fun to watch them play complementary football and kind of feed off of each other. You know, they're aided by a really stout rushing defense and a really stout defense overall. But you know, their rushing attack on offense, you know, really works and complements that very well. So, you know, when you play football in the Northeast or the Midwest and the month of November, being able to run the football and stop the run are the two key components to winning games, in my opinion. And I think they're excelling in both areas. So they're a tough team. They're a tough out. They're a tough team to beat because they don't beat themselves, and they're able to do those two things at a high level.
Despite the disappointment of last week, you know, you still have everything in front of you that you want to with this final stretch of 2 weeks to go, and it all begins with the road trip to Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really change the past. So, I mean, sitting around worrying about it and dwelling on that, that's not going to help the Rockets, and that's not going to help us moving forward. So, you know, obviously, whether you win or whether you lose, and, you know, you have a hard-fought victory or a tough loss, I think there's still some truthful moments you've got to be able to pull off the videotape and address with your team and tell them the truth and fix. And then there's some other things that you probably did really well that you need to highlight and try to find a way to maintain the consistency with those things to help you be successful in the future. But, you know, the mentality is always on to the next one and keep moving and keep going forward. And, you know, I think our kids have done a good job embracing that. Now we're going to go out and play and against a very good team, like you mentioned, and in a game that I think will be a 60-minute battle again.
Overall, evaluate the performance of quarterback Eli Peters with his 300 yards and 3 touchdown performance.
Yeah, I think there's some things he probably would like back in the game, but I thought, you know, he's done an admirable job coming in and playing well and efficiently leading our offense. I mean, we gained 500 plus yards, and, you know, we were without Bryant Kobach for the majority of the game, and, you know, really wasn't really able to get going and give us much with his injury. And, you know, we didn't have Cam Bell, our starting right tackle, at practice really hardly at all last week, and he was able to go in and give us some valuable snaps. And, And also, there it's not as consistent, and is the surroundings around the quarterback aren't what they were on day one of practice. So for that kid to come in and play well and play at a high with a high efficiency, I thought was really impressive. And he provides a spark with his the chip on the shoulder that he plays with, and our guys rally around that. So you know, we were able to run the ball somewhat effectively, but we were also able to hit some things in a play action passing game, and a lot of that had to do with his ability to put the ball in the receiver's hands and you know, provide them guys an opportunity to be successful. So happy with him, and you know, we're going to need his consistency here these last 2 weeks if we're going to have a chance.
As a head coach, I don't want to say frustrating, but how challenging is it when you've got an offensive side where you've been through with three quarterbacks now, with obviously Peters and Bradley and Gadani, yet your offense is still putting up the numbers? Talk about that challenge and that balance of frustration of having to go through and have three different quarterbacks lead your offense.
Well, it's not ideal, but you know, that's why you recruit, and that's why you work really hard at it, and that's why you work really hard to develop your kids. And, you know, because you know these situations, God forbid that they do show up, that they could show up. And when they do, you can't quit, and you can't fold your tent, and you can't run away. So you got to play the game, and you got to play it well. And, I credit not only those three guys for, you know, taking coaching and Coach Wright for doing a good job of developing them, but also the guys around them. And you know, when the starter goes down, they look at the next man as the starter and as a guy that can lead them and help them, you know, get them to a victory. So it's a team effort. It's a collective group of people that come together and just say, hey, you know, this is the standard that we play with here, and you know, this is what the expectations are. Let's go do our best to make sure we live up to those things, because I think what's really hard for young people is being what they said they wanted to be. And these guys, they talked about it an awful lot in January and February, and now we're having to live it, and we're having to live it in not ideal conditions. So it's a good learning experience for everybody.
For your Rockets to have success Wednesday night against Buffalo, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, I think they're what – you know, they've been really a strong rushing team, and they've been able to control the game that way. They've been able to just control the clock that way. You know, they've maximized their possessions and scoring touchdowns instead of settling for a bunch of field goals. And they've played great complementary defense from that. So, you know, we have to extend drives of our own. We have to be really good on third down, you know, to do that. You know, and then obviously effectively run the football to help set the table for some of the things that we like to do in the passing game. So, you know, and you know, obviously too, the other thing that comes down to it in November is the turnover deal. You know, we've had more fumbles and put the ball on the ground here in the last 4 or 5 weeks than I can ever remember in my time as a coach. And you know, we got to continue to address those things and make sure that, you know, those situations don't beat ourselves. And so taking care of the football and not turning it over, and then trying to find a way to get a couple on defense would be helpful too.
Well, Jason, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck on Wednesday, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jason. For Jason Candle and his Toledo Rockets, coming off a 31-28 loss against Northern Illinois in that contest, quarterback Eli Peters threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns, and running back Shaquille Seymour led with 133 yards rushing in that contest. For Toledo, they will be at Buffalo this Wednesday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and available on ESPN2.